Kenny, good to come away from home and win. A lot of effort went into that.
Yeah, I'd like to thank the supporters for their part they played in that win as well, and got right behind the players from start to finish and really drove us on.
Yeah, good turnout for, I think, over 1,700 in a crowd of less than 10,000. That's a big part of the crowd.
Good turnout and a very, very positive performance from them, and big contribution, I felt, and got right behind the players from start to finish.
Did you like what you saw from your players?
I thought in the first half we played some very good football. Obviously, you know, two good goals as well. The second period, there wasn't a shot on target for either team, but that suited us as the away side and as the team with the lead. And you know, very, very pleased. Then in quite difficult conditions, we saw the game out. We would have liked to go on and get the ball down into their half and play some more, maybe threaten their goal a little bit more in the second period. But in truth, it wasn't about that. Rotherham flooded the midfield, got on top of some of our football there, but we saw the game out very well.
And building things up a bit, you had a good performance at Ipswich. Obviously last week was a bit frustrating, but there was a lot of good stuff in the way that you played, and then a result here today. There's a little bit of momentum there.
Yeah, we're not a bad side. We don't feel necessarily we're a top side yet, and that's where we are. And you know, the table shows that as a club, which group are we going to go with? Are we going to go with the top group or the bottom group? And you know, there's possibilities for both, and we have to make sure that we're looking up rather than over our shoulders. It's a really important December for us to put performances, get results, breed confidence in our team and our club. And if we can do that consistently, then we can pick up enough points to start looking up as we go into a January window where we want to make the right adjustments at the right time to finish this season as a strong side.
You'll understand, I have to ask you about, was an eye-catching change to the team before kick-off, and it's the first time Benik Afobe hasn't started a league game this season. Just tell us what the thought process was there.
My thoughts were more about Adam Lafondre coming back to his old club rather than Benik not playing. I wanted to keep my system. I did think that we'd need to be competitive, and second balls are a big part of the game and getting on top. And I felt in the first period we surprised them, and you know, with the way we tweaked our formation, and when we did get the ball down, then we looked quite potent and a good side. So, and that was a good start for us, and it got us the goals that won us the game. And up front then, it was more for Adam coming back to his old club and doing well in that environment rather than leaving Benik out.
I see. So it was didn't sound like a total one-off, but it was a horses for courses substitution. You felt he was the right man for this day.
Yeah, very much so. And he's probably not had as many minutes as he's deserved, because he's played well for us. Goals per minutes is very good as well. And he's a good centre forward, good championship centre forward, Adam. And even though he's not the biggest player, he never gives a centre half an easy ball, whether it be in the air or chasing down the sides. And I've been impressed with him since he's come in. And I felt today would be his day. And coming back to your old club, so many times that happens.
It does. Could they both play?
Well, we've had some good wins with those both lads playing this year, and at the right time, yes. And there is no doubt about it. To have every option from the bench or within your squad is something that you do need in the Championship, because although you do need a degree of consistency, having the right option at the right time is something that can get you points.